Samcast contains vulgar and inappropriate content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
Hi folks, it's Tim, the TN Cancast. As you no doubt have heard, Michael Jackson passed away shortly before we recorded this podcast, and as such, we mentioned it several times in this podcast, kind of a salute to Michael Jackson, but being Tancast, we do it in the Tancast way. We're not a somber or serious podcast, so we try and lighten the mood. That's how we deal with things. But before we get to the silliness, I would like to take a serious moment to say that I really appreciated Michael Jackson. He had effects on my life, both profound and insignificant, but I enjoyed his dancing, I enjoyed his music, and I had the pleasure, if not seeing him perform, at least I got to meet him once before he left us. So thank you to Michael Jackson. And if you are looking for a serious, somber tribute to Michael Jackson, I suggest you turn this podcast off now. For the rest of you, here we go. The bathroom door likes to squeak.
Yeah, I heard that.
And it doesn't like to stay still. Like, you touch it, and it's like, it's always like this, the very start of the Thriller song every time you take a pee.
It's Thriller, blah, 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 blah.
Nice. Thriller, blah, blah, blah.
It's the song.
It's night. Really is the only word you had to come up with, and instead, 17 blahs.
Because this is Thriller, blah, blah, blah.
See, that works.
Blah, 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 blah.
Even no, that's too many blah blahs for Thriller.
No, no, it's a perfect amount of blah blahs. I've been doing the research.
You've not. Clearly you've not.
I have. That was the unreleased version that you haven't heard yet. Me and Michael, we cut that shit together.
You didn't cut nothing together.
Yeah, well, we cut it.
Did you say you and me are Michaels?
Yeah, Michaels. That's how I call him. Michaels. What's up, Michaels? How long do you think, like, the coverage will go on for?
However long it takes for the toxicology report to come back.
They said it could be up to a month.
Yep. Well, I really think that this round the clock, well, he's dead. Yes, he's still dead. We checked. He hasn't come back to life, and he's not dancing with a bunch of other zombies. He's definitely dead. I think that coverage will probably peter out in the next day or three. You know, sometime around Monday, Tuesday. But I think we're going to have an aftershock in about a month.
I almost thought it was fake. Like, I was like, is it just like, you know, like they got it wrong, he's alive and fine. But nope, not so much.
Yeah, well, because at first they didn't, you know what, we should start the show.
No.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
I'm Batman.
You're an idiot.
I'm Batman.
You're an idiot.
Batman.
Alright.
Ah.
Yep, idiot. I was
crying. Batman. Look out for me. I'm Batmaning in your face.
You ain't Batmaning shit, motherfucker.
And welcome to Tancast. I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy. I'm the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah. I love you all.
Play sad music here.
Why sad music?
Can anybody sing Thriller in, like, minor key? Because that was Thriller.
Is really minor the way to go when talking about Michael Jackson?
No, it's really got to be. Oh, I get it. That's a child molestation joke. That was actually one of the first things my wife said to me was, well, I guess it's safe to take our kid back to California.
Yes, I got that text message.
Yep.
It was like, I was more looking for if we could Tancast.
It's like I just reminded Andy that he had something witty to tell me.
That cracked me right the fuck up.
Andy? Maybe I can. Hello, everyone?
I do believe we just lost Noah. Yeah, because Skype tells me I have a call with Tim.
Yes, I see that too. Let's see what happened. Oh, what happened, Noah?
That wasn't me.
Well, it wasn't us. We were still connected.
You were still talking to each other?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, I guess it was me. I don't know.
It wasn't
Andy
me.
Was in mid-sentence yes, and goes, I guess we lost Noah.
I thought it was Andy because he had made the call and then it was like, connection lost.
Oh, I made the call, actually.
Oh, well, there you go.
Now what do you got to say?
Nothing.
Well, that's going to be a boring episode then. Should we do some tan laughs before we get to the tan sadness?
People don't tell jokes the way they used to. I used to hear jokes all the time. I heard them from the barber, from the waitress at the cafe. I never hear them now. I don't know why.
Tan laughs.
Actually, Michael Jackson doesn't even qualify as tan.
Nah, I think Michael Jackson wound up whiter than me. I'm sure at the end he was very pale, but...
okay. Yeah.
I was worried for a second. I thought my computer was dead, but no, it's back.
We've been having some problems today.
Yep, yes, we have. That's how we do it. Tan troubles.
At first we can't hear Tim, then Noah just disappears. Andy's a retard the whole time.
All right, well, I'll start.
That's good, because you better.
So, in keeping with unfortunate celebrity news, this tan laugh is sent to us by Janelle. And it says, doctors recently found, after doing exhaustive research, that Michael J. Fox does not actually have Parkinson's disease. Rather, he's just shaking really fast to try to get up to 88 miles an hour to go back to the future.
Oh.
My wife didn't like that one. They didn't like it either, Danelle. No. Play along. She's never going to hear this. You guys didn't like it.
Oh, horrible. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Noah says it's horrible. Next.
Noah, I'm still deciding.
All right. I'll give this one a shot. A duck walks into a bar and goes up to the bartender and asks him, got any crumbs? The bartender says, no, we don't have any crumbs. We serve.
Wait. I'm going to have to stop you. We already used that one.
We did?
Yeah. Read his next one.
No, we didn't do that one.
We did. He read it for the episode where we had people play say their own jokes. And I already chastised him for sending it to us, and that's why he sent in another one. Which, with the title, here's one I didn't already say because I'm not a retard.
I didn't listen to that episode.
Yes, clearly, because that was another episode from which you stole a joke last week.
No, see, there you go.
I've got to be the keeper of the tan laughs.
Well, now I have to look up another one.
You shall not laugh!
Nice.
That's for my Lord of the Rings fans out there. I'm not one of you, but I can speak your language.
All right, shall I go ahead and do one while Noah tries to look it up?
Yep. Yeah, if I can get on with something.
All right, this one was sent in by Mike. And Mike, I'm reading this actually for the first time right now, so if I fuck it up, it's all on me. I'm sure it was hilarious when you typed it. Old Father O'Malley was strolling through the church grounds one sunny summer evening when he came upon a little frog sitting by a tree. My lord, he said, picking it up, you're the saddest, most forlorn-looking frog I've ever seen. I only wish you could speak so that you might tell me your troubles. The frog replied, actually, I can. You see, I was once a choir boy in this very parish. One day, I offended a passing gypsy, and she put a curse on me that turned me into a talking frog. Incredible, said Father O'Malley. Is there anything I might do to help you? Actually, yes, there is. The gypsy said that if I can find somebody to take me home and let me sleep in their bed, the curse will be lifted and I'll be back to normal. Well, said Father O'Malley, the good Lord teaches us to be charitable. I think I can manage that. So Father O'Malley picked up the little frog and put it in his pocket. That night he placed it gently on the pillow beside him and drifted off into a long, dreamy sleep. When he awoke the next morning, the frog had turned back into a choir boy, just as it said it would. And that, Your Honor, is the case for the defense.
That's good. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I kind of thought that might be where it was going towards the end. Like, oh, wait a minute now.
Yeah, when I was picking that one out, I'd kind of skim through it and went, ah, there's got to be some child molestation in here. That's going to be quite topical this week.
There can't not be.
All right. I got a couple jokes from Joe. Wait. Yes. Joe. Okay. How many divorced men does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know. How many?
Who knows? They never get the house.
That's a good one.
A man goes to the doctor and he says, doctor, I'm not sure whether my wife has TB or VD. The doctor says to him, chase her on the bed. If she coughs, fuck her.
Dirty.
And done.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
Well, apparently
nailed it.
Good things come in twos.
Like my balls.
Your balls aren't good things.
Oh, they're great things.
No, they're horrible.
Well, they're good. Certainly things.
And they're great.
Let's just agree that they're things.
Great.
They're not great.
So we should probably end with one tan laugh that that has already been making the rounds. Did you hear that since Michael Jackson is 99% plastic, they're going to melt him down and make him into Legos so little boys can play with him for a change?
Oh.
That came out, like, I don't think they'd even confirmed he was dead yet, and I had gotten that, if someone got that via text message. I was like, Jesus Christ, people. Can't any of you make any Farrah Fawcett jokes first? Come on. She's been dead all morning.
What were you saying, like, last night? Poor Farrah Fawcett. No one.
She probably thought she was going to get a solid news cycle. Nope.
Hey, I actually made a Farrah Fawcett joke on Twitter, and I ripped it off from my wife, which is that we finally have proof that Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett were indeed the same person.
You know what's even more poor? Poor Ed McMahon.
Yeah, I said somebody. They didn't even know he died.
Yeah, that was Jeff. He was like, oh, he died? It's like, oh, man. Ed McMahon's like, oh, holy soul, remember me. Ed who?
What, McWitch? No, you know who I feel sorry for?
Who?
The dozens and possibly hundreds of people being killed in Iran, or arrested, or beaten, or having all their shit broken.
That's what I was saying. I was like, boy, it sucks if you're one of the family of those, you know, those three journalists in Iran who have been taken political prisoner and, you know, may or may not ever be released again. It's like, yeah, I understand. I like Billie Jean, too. I'm trying to find out news about my relatives.
And then we're saying the one guy was happy about all this because, like, no one's talking about me anymore. The guy who cheated on his wife. Like,
oh, yeah, Stanford.
Yes.
Or Stanford or whatever.
He's like, whoo, thank you, Michael. Michael Jackson always does something to get the Republicans out of trouble.
Really, though, I mean, was that guy... I mean, on the one hand, it's like, you know, yet another person from the so-called moral majority who have been just all up in arms the whole time about, oh, you know, moral and defense of the family and no gay marriage because it'll ruin marriages and blah, blah, blah. And then it turns out that they're either, you know, sucking guys' dicks in bathrooms or fucking around on their wives or whatever. But it's like, at this point, is that really that newsworthy?
What's Tim doing?
I don't know.
Realizing that the computer wasn't plugged in and it almost shut off because it goes low battery, it's about to turn off. And usually when I get that warning, there's not much time. I was like, what? It's not plugged in? So I had to scrounge around, find the plug, find an outlet. I was like, oh God, I'm going to lose the whole thing. It's going to be like, sadness.
Nothing but the best.
It's been all technical problems all day.
We always make sure we check and double check.
We always want to be best. It's a wonder it's a wonder Goatee Man was not pleased with what he heard of Tancast so far.
What? I cannot believe that he would not be totally impressed with our high quality of craftsmanship.
Well, that's right. I should put his voicemail in right here.
You know what? I will say this. I went online the other day because I had nothing else to do. And heard the Tancast. What a load of crap. You gotta be kidding me. You gotta be kidding me. Oh my God. My ears bled. I just grabbed the stapler and was plunging staples into my forehead, making it want to stop. Just stop talking. Oh, stop it. I can't go on, man.
End of message.
And there it was.
Well, you know what? Fuck him. We're awesome. If he can't stand that awesome, I have nothing to do but reiterate, fuck him.
This level of awesome was never intended for him. This is not his speed. Listen to us blather.
This is just too awesome for him.
So anyway, what were you on about there, Andy? Something about something?
I don't know.
It's difficult to tell.
Yeah, it was just like, is it that big of a fucking deal? The guy went to Buenos Aires and got his dick a little wet on Father's Day. So he's a shitty dad.
Not really. They didn't have to give him any presents.
Yeah, it's like
they didn't have to take him out. They didn't have to make him breakfast. He was out.
Oh, the one thing I do love about this news cycle is that fucking Rush Limbaugh found a way for that to be Obama's fault.
Really?
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, this guy took off and went to Argentina to meet the woman that he's known for 8 years and has been fucking for a year, so 6 months longer than Obama's been in office. Actually, 6 months longer than he was elected, if I'm doing the math in my head right. That it was because Obama's stimulus money had just, like, drugged this guy down and depressed him, and that's why he ran off this last week. Because there was that big battle over he didn't want to take the stimulus money, and then he wanted to use it to pay down the state's debt instead of actually using it for the stuff that it had been earmarked for, like road improvements and whatever. And apparently the courts ruled against him, and then he ran off and fucked his mistress some more. But guess what? He was doing that under a Republican president too there, Rush. So what exactly about Bush was driving this guy to cheat in the first place? And then how has Obama continued those failed policies of random South Carolina governor that nobody gave a shit about a week ago?
And thanks to Michael, no one gives a shit about again.
Yep.
But we're bringing him up. Tancast doesn't let you off that easy.
We're keeping it real.
We're going to bring it up and point out that we don't give a shit about you for like 5 minutes.
And we will make you cry.
You're an asshole, Governor Guy.
Yeah, that's right, fucking cheater. Oh, I love he comes back and he's talking about, my wife and I had tough times, and his wife is talking about, I'd take him back if he came back and apologize, and we'd work on our marriage, and blah, blah, blah. You know what? Going down and sticking your penis back in the same mistress and, like, just disappearing and nobody knows where you are? I don't think he's very committed to fixing that relationship. I'm not incited. I can't see all the details. Maybe there's other shit going on, but... yeah, I think on Father's Day, fucking your mistress is pretty much giving your wife the finger.
No, on Mother's Day, fucking your mistress is giving your wife the finger.
On Father's Day,
you're just getting yourself a gift.
Yeah, it's like, I'm treating myself nice today.
Yeah.
I deserve it.
Yeah, on her birthday or your anniversary, fucking your mistress. That would really be the...
Your anniversary, her birthday, yes. Not your birthday.
No, I said her. I just slur my words because I've got Noah disease.
Because you're drunk.
No, but I was last night.
Were you really?
You couldn't handle the Michael Jackson news.
No, I wasn't drunk, but I was a little tipsy.
Were you drunk alone?
No, my wife was around.
All by himself.
So you guys were getting drunk together? Who was watching the kid?
Kid was getting drunk too.
No, I was getting drunk with Junior. She was watching.
Oh, okay, sweet. I approve of that.
No, I'd messed up my lower back yesterday, and
so it was time to drink.
It's time to self-medicate.
Yep. Nothing else was working. I tried the ibuprofen. That didn't work. I tried the Aleve, the naproxen sodium, and that wasn't reducing the swelling around my back. So I went, muscle relaxant equals rum in my Coke.
Rum and Coca-Cola.
Tim,
Noah doesn't know what Tim's referring to. Noah doesn't know what Tim's referring to, but it's very funny.
I'm making fun of someone we went to high school with.
Yes.
No.
That was most likely the worst rendition of rum and Coca-Cola I've ever heard.
Until next year when she sang Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid, and then that was the worst version of that I'd ever heard.
Yeah.
Someday I'll be singing on key.
I'm trying to remember how she got into that choir. Oh, yes, she had gigantic boobs.
Yes, she did. And you know what? Dropping on her head apparently does not improve her singing voice.
That was the one?
Yep.
Oh, sweet.
It's nice that we could drop on her head and still mock her. Well, I could drop her on her head
still mock her. I didn't drop her on her head. That was all you.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you got to dream big and and act big. And that's how I did it.
And drop people on the head.
That was the dream.
Man, I remember being in L.A. and she was just like running down the hallway in the motel that we were staying in. They were like... And there was like three or four guys just staring at him coming towards us. And her brother was right there, slapped one guy on the shoulder and was like, "Dude! Sorry, you're in the house with her all the time. You know they're huge. Just because you can't look, don't ruin it for us.
They have a power over me that I cannot control.
I cannot explain, but the boobs, they draw my attention.
I love me some big boobies.
I was talking to someone who has big boobs.
Do I know this person?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I think I know who you're talking about.
And she is uncomfortable about her big boobs.
Hmm.
She is self-conscious about them. So she's like, yeah, I covered them up because I'm self-conscious. I'm like, no, no, no. That's like the Empire going, I don't want to use the Death Star. Why don't we just throw rocks at the planet? You got the weapon, use it!
Why don't we just call it names from a distance?
Heavens.
Yeah, big boobs are like your ticket to get into every single bar without paying the cover charge.
This person also didn't know who Joe Biden was.
Yeah, now I definitely know who it is.
Whew, that was funny. We're sitting around talking with her and a friend of hers, and her friend was like, "Yeah, I'm doing this conference, and Joe Biden is going to be there." And she looked for a minute and goes, "Who's Joe Biden?" I grabbed her by the shoulder and I looked straight in her eyes and was like, "Honey, the Vice President of the United States of America."
Kim was sure for a second.
I was sure. Later on, she said she referred to him as Bill Biden. I was like, "Come on, stay with me, Joe Biden."
Oh, thank you for telling me who it was. Now I can laugh a lot more too. Of course, people listening to this are like, "Well, who is it? We don't know them. Just give us a name." Well, but no, because a couple of people might.
Frederica.
Yes, Frederica.
Oh wait, no, I'll come up with another alien name.
How about Tits McGee?
Gurglagerbach.
I'm never going to figure it. All your alien names start off with Gur.
Yeah, well, they're all from the planet Gagoigagoink.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
That's all I can tell you. Gagoigagoink is largely unexplored. They're a mystery. Not unlike the Romulans.
Oh, I think her boobs have been explored. Thoroughly.
And motorboated.
Brump.
And painted white.
Painted white?
Painted white.
What?
That's a jizz joke.
Oh, good. Good
jizz.
Work. I like it.
In
I like it.
My pants.
I jizz on your chest.
So you know, I think we should do this episode.
What should we do this episode, Noah?
I think we should continue the Tancaster tradition of stealing other people's ideas.
And
we
I should like do. It. Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
unseen for Transformers.
I'm down.
Well, that's funny because I Transformers 2 is a trending topic on Twitter, and so I was like, "Oh, let me look at it." Fucking overwhelmingly positive reviews. Good damn movie. Oh wait, there was one that I was like, "Oh, Noah and I are gonna fucking shit our pants of what this guy said."
Best movie ever.
No, it was something more. Here it is. Saw Transformers 2, a.k.a. shit blowing up. It was awesome. And John Turturro reprised the best role he's ever done.
Oh, my God. Really? Like,
<That's>... Haven't seen Barton Fink. Haven't seen Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Quiz Show. I mean,
yeah.
That's so sad. So sad.
Throw a Rock hit a good Turturro performance.
Danelle said she was the best. He was the best part about the movie. Is that what you just said? Yep.
Really? Wow. Yep. Because, like, in the original...
That's the tallest guy at midget camp, so...
She goes, she didn't say it was his best role, just that he was the best part of this movie, which she did not particularly care for.
Okay. Well, I didn't see this movie, so I can speak, but I did not like him in the first movie. I thought he was one of the worst parts of the last
movie. I would agree. I thought he was one of the worst parts of the first movie, which speaks volumes of what happened, what went wrong in this movie.
I've been sending like Tim stuff just to add fuel to his hate fire. And there's like a couple different things. There's like I sent him a video clip of when Shia LaBeouf's character has this all spark cube in his house and he drops it and it goes through the floor into the kitchen and basically brings a bunch of like little appliances to life. And they're running around like little gremlins, causing mischief, making weird noises. I was like, really? This is what Transformers is about? I mean, obviously that's what the whole thing is about, but it's like, it looks so lame. it hurts me.
Yeah, when Michael Bay was our age, he made The Rock and the original Bad Boys.
And those were good. Well, I know you don't really particularly care about Michael Bay.
I like the original Bad Boys. I was a fan of that. I mean, it had some rough edges, and he kind of... you know, if you listen to the director commentary, as I recall, he mentions that, you know, we had some limited budget and some, you know, effects kind of went a little crazy. And Somebody went nuts with the smoke machine in this room, so it looks like somebody's just been farting flames.
I was going to say, wasn't Bad Boys the movie where they just ripped it apart the whole time? Like, oh, this is where that gunshot from the wall looked horrible or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he did say that. And he also said there are plot holes big enough to drive a semi through.
Yeah.
And oh, also he said that the script was originally intended for John Lovitz and Dana Carvey.
That would have been insane. Like
that would have been a very different movie.
You think?
Nah, I think it would have been the same thing.
I think
Mike Lowry gonna be all right.
But I mean, even Armageddon.
I don't know who that was an impression of.
Armageddon was fucking ridiculous, but it was still, you know, pulled out of some of its ridiculousness by the quality of the different actors who were in it. It was more of a buddy flick, you know, bang, bang, shoot 'em up than it was, like, actually a good movie. But Armageddon was still watchable.
Like, how do you go from, what was it, Dana Carvey and John Lovitz?
Yeah.
To,
Will Smith.
Yeah!
And Martin
I'll tell you
Lawrence.
This, man, cocaine's a hell of a drug. But yeah, let's look since Armageddon. Pearl Harbor.
Was awesome.
Pearl Harbor reduced one of the most demoralizing things to happen in American history to some weird, like, I don't know, junior high school plot version of a love triangle. You know, when the triangle is resolved because somebody just gets killed, and it's like, oh, good, she doesn't have to pick.
Spoiler alert. And besides, she had already
okay,
picked.
Okay, Pearl Harbor came out 8 years ago. Get a fucking Netflix. You can watch a lot of movies.
Well,
Bad
I mean,
Boys 2, like, tried to be everything that Bad Boys 1 wasn't, and just, like, blew up a bunch more cars. And then also dropped a bunch of fucking dead bodies at the back of the morning van.
And he
no
hated
reason.
That part?
It was ridiculous! It was just, like, it was abusive to the audience.
Michael Bay
was like,
is
oh,
ridiculous.
Bodies getting thrown around.
You know what? It wasn't that bad. It was when they went to Cuba, was it?
Yes.
Amanda Bacupa, I'm like, this seems a little bit out of their jurisdiction.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's like all of a sudden, like, they're not like Miami PD anymore. They're like international secret agents saving the world.
Yeah. Or, as Cuba would probably view them, invading criminals.
That's what are you going to do?
Sometimes you got to invade.
The island. There was a good movie.
I like The Island.
You know, yeah, I was like, you've yet to pick a movie I dislike. I liked Armageddon, I liked Pearl Harbor, I liked Bad Boys 2, and I liked The Island.
Well, you guys have shit taste.
I thought The Island was quite interesting.
I should say, when you see
it was
a
going like a minute in.
Oh, look at you.
It's,
shut up.
It's not about the destination, it's about the journey.
Then again, The Island may be one of those movies, maybe I'm judging it unfairly because it fell into that thing that I hate, the trailer's giving it away. Like, if I can tell how the movie's going to end from the trailer.
That's not his fault. He doesn't do his trailers.
Like, yeah, like I said, maybe I'm judging The Island unfairly because it was one of those situations.
Asshat.
It's like Air Force One when you hear, get off my plane! Like, well, I wonder how this movie's going to boil down.
But that was not the end of the movie.
It was close enough.
He was still in danger.
Yeah, but that was everything after that was just like, you know, the cleanup after the sloppy blowjob. It's like, oh, got some stuff all over the place. Let's just
no, it wasn't.
This
nope,
up.
Nope. Wrong. You're wrong.
This is going to be an interesting debate.
That was the part where you have to get her to come.
Oh, well, yeah. Then it was just like, what the fuck's the point? The main work's already been done.
Exactly. It's like, you may not be interested anymore, but there are interested parties still.
But not what I would call important.
And if you don't do it, it's not going to be good. You may not get to make another movie.
He's going to keep making movies for a very long time. Well, that's a different director for Air Force One, but Michael Bay.
Yeah, I haven't heard much from Wolfgang Petersen in a while. Director of Air Force One, in case you're curious. And Das Boot. And In the Line of Fire.
I mean, yeah, when you see a Michael Bay film, you can't expect high art. And I don't. But yeah, Transformers just was even below him. Like,
exactly.
He has, like, funny stuff, but, like Transformers, the first one was way too comical. And from what I've seen of the second one, and it's funny, those spoilers in the movie, it's like, yeah, they're lame plot points, but really, Michael Bay's just about blowing shit up.
Right.
It's not about, like, you know, oh, the story has to make sense.
It's like, it's not like, what a twist! I never thought a Michael Bay movie would go there and say such things about the Iranian government.
Sorry, what was that, Andy?
I heard he put balls on one of the Transformers, and that the Transformers, like, spit on people and, like, drool and sweat
and fart.
And whatever.
Don't forget farting Transformers.
And I heard, like, one of the really? Transformers was looking at Megan Fox, like, lustfully.
I thought one was actually humping her.
Really?
Like a dog
on
her leg.
Supposedly Wheelie, the one that she... I thought it was Wheelie, the one that she convinces not to be bad anymore.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, he wants to
Megan
be.
Fox is so hot that robots who don't reproduce sexually want to fuck her.
Oh, yeah. Don't we all?
She did not look good at the MTV Movie Awards. No. I was how did you fuck that up? All you do is look good. Whoever you have around you, fire them.
Because we saw Transformers 1, and you certainly don't act.
You hear people are making fun of her little thumbs.
What's wrong with her thumbs?
She's got little stub thumbs, little toe thumbs.
Does she?
Yeah.
Never looked at her thumbs.
I'm going to Google.
I don't either, but I was like reading blogs and they were talking about like.
That's just funny that anybody's ever looked at her thumbs. I was like, you know what? I can't even tell you she has two thumbs.
I can tell you two other things that she's got a pair of.
Exactly. And those are just fine. Not stubby at all.
So, the trailer. I mean, the trailer looked all right for Transformers.
The first one or the second one?
I was going to say, the one where it has John Turturro and he goes, "Don't tell my mother." Like, up until that point, I was like, this looks okay. But then when he did that, I was like, really? You're a spy government agent and you're going to, like, say, "Don't tell my mother"?
And there was a couple other scenes with, like, the parents in the trailer, in the second trailer, the one that was in front of a Star Trek that I was like, oh, God, no. Like, the first trailer acted because that's the thing. That's the thing about these trailers. They rope you in. Because I was almost going to get
really masturbating.
Fucking penis. Take that. But, like, I was almost going to see the second one because, like, the first trailer, like, it made it look like, okay, we learned our lesson. This one's going to be all serious action. Look, things are coming. Things are exploding. Look at how angry Megatron is. And now people are fighting. And that was all they showed. And then the second trailer with fucking gaiety. I'm going to leave you at home, Bumblebee. Why would you do that? Why would you, A, leave a sweet-ass Camaro at home? B, leave a sweet-ass transforming Camaro at home?
A sweet-ass transforming Camaro that is dedicated to saving your life from the things you know are trying to kill you. It's not even like, oh, you know, theoretically, this guy might stop a mugger. No, other big-ass robots want to eat your head.
Well,
bring the big-ass robot with you.
Supposedly, they were done after the... Like, they thought it was over after the first Transformers.
Doubt it.
But destiny seldom calls on us on a time of our choosing, and now we are gay.
But not in that friendly fuck-you-in-the-ass way.
No.
In the angry
In the
way.
Unfriendly fuck-you-in-the-ass sort of way. In the, ow, I fucked you so hard you no longer have $10. Or 2 hours of your life. And Michael Jackson is dead. Yes, I don't know if anybody saw my tweet, but my wife went to go see Transformers 2. She went in, Michael Jackson was alive. Closing credits rolled, Michael Jackson was dead. I blame Transformers 2. Please stop your loved ones from seeing Transformers 2 before we lose Prince.
Yes.
don't get a jinx Prince.
No, it's like, are you going to feel bad if Prince dies? I'm like, no.
And I was like, I hate you.
I don't believe that my words have any consequences in the world.
They do, Tim. Your words hurt.
They don't. First of all, no one will ever let Prince hear that.
Yeah.
Second of all, it's not like I can just bring about things by saying them. I don't care what The Secret tells people.
Oh, man, I knew quite a few people that were into that.
I should have kept that secret a secret. It's fucking bullshit.
A friend of mine just tweeted, headline, Michael Jackson admitted to hospital with heart attack. Not true. He was in the children's ward having a stroke.
Oh, Jesus.
I gotta send him a box of cookies because that was fucking awesome.
Man, we are mean bunch of son of bitches.
Yes, and we're friends with mean sons of bitches.
Say what you will about Michael Jackson, though, even people who hated America loved Michael Jackson.
Yes, they did.
Not a lot of people could say that.
It blew my mind, like, when you would see, like, concerts, and there'd be people, like, crying.
And passing out, and just, like, the... Like, there's always that. I always remember that one shot. Like, he was touring in England, and like he's at, like, they're all massed outside his hotel room or wherever he was staying, and he like opens the curtain and waved, and this one woman like just starts jumping up and down and screaming like, "Oh my God, he waved at me! It's Adamo! He waved at me!" I was like, "Oh Jesus, lady! Oh, it's just the most beautiful man I've ever seen. You're a dude."
You know, I think we can kind of combine these two conversations we've been having. Mm-hmm. The people who are tweeting, Transformers, best movie ever, blah, 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 love Transformers 2, etc., etc., are the same people who are able to get themselves that fucking worked up over a singer.
He's a really good singer, Andy. I'll thank you to shut your
he
fucking mouth.
He may be a really great singer. He may be a great singer, dancer, humanitarian.
And
he
pedophile.
To,
he
like,
was one of the best pedophiles
his
ever.
Eyes that give people orgasms, but...
No one ever pedophiled like Michael Jackson pedophiled. You gotta give him credit where credit is due.
Oh,
he didn't phone it in, and he got away with it. Twice. In public. People tried to call him out, and he said, fuck you.
He was like a painter, but children were his canvas. And his penis was his brush. And semen was his paint.
Actually, supposedly he just blew the kid. Like he didn't. Well, that, he didn't even get his nut off.
That's actually like really friendly of him.
That's a good host, like Dave Chappelle said.
So then the kid claims he goes to Michael's house. This is where it all gets crazy. I don't like. You know, he does everything you'd expect at Michael's house. They climbed trees and rode roller coasters and Ferris wheels. The chef made cookies, pies, and cakes. They was petting a monkey and a giraffe. Sing songs, kid shit. And in the middle of all this childlike activity, for some reason, Mike pulled out some wine and some pills and sucked this kid's dick. Folks, it hurts me to say it. And the kid had the nerve to call that abuse. Motherfucker, that is a good host. God damn, what else do you want? What else do you want? I'm lucky to get a glass of a grape drink at my friend's house. Let alone a roller coaster ride and my dick sucked. Mike must be confused. Like, I brought you in my house, I fed you, I sucked your dick, and this is how you repay me, motherfuckers? This was your wish, not mine.
I'm grateful.
That was a good bit.
You got your dick sucked on a merry-go-round next to a petting zoo.
Next to a painstaking recreation of chunks of Disneyland. That's a private Disneyland for you and a dick sucking.
And some wine.
Do you know how much I would have enjoyed that when I was a kid?
And there's actually some decent wineries around there. I mean, he could have stayed local and still picked up some good wine.
But you know, he probably didn't. You don't get $50 million in debt by just going to the corner store and grabbing some wine.
You don't, you're not definitely not drinking wine in a box.
It's some wine in a box. Wine in a box. Yeah, yeah. For molesting some boys. Gotta molest them all day, yeah.
Molest them all day.
Yeah? What else are you gonna do?
I don't know.
You don't molest a kid and then do something else. You're committed.
Like, I got my day blocked out and everything.
Hey, man, you want to go see Transformers 2? Can't. Molested. All day. Yeah, it's in pen. I can't scratch this. Once you start, you just can't stop.
I mean, they're already on their way. Their mom's called. They're going to be dropping them off and then leaving to go somewhere else. Leaving their children with a single man alone at night for a weekend. Long weekend.
Very long, if you know what I'm saying. I think you do.
That's still one of my favorite little recordings that you made way back in the 90s, Tim. Was taking Michael Jackson saying, "My penis?" and making that the error message on my family's computer.
What?
Yeah, you know, the Windows warning, yellow triangle with the bang symbol on it.
More, I was like, what did he put on your family's computer?
Michael Jackson saying, "My penis?"
No. He put it on your family's computer. Like, so your dad comes along.
Tim recorded it. I put it on my family's computer.
Gotcha.
But it's better than my dad comes along. My granny's playing solitaire. When you win at solitaire, it pops up and asks you, at least back in those 95 days.
I don't believe that was the sound clip you were thinking of.
Was it? Oh, no, it wasn't my penis. It was Fuck It, Who Wants Pie?
Yep. And I was like, I remember it was Dennis Miller saying, "Fuck it, who wants pie?" And then she kept trying to do things, and it would just do it more.
Fuck
it's like,
it,
fuck it,
fuck
it, fuck it, fuck it. Ah! Your computer is swearing at me!
Was, if you tried to click somewhere else, it would just keep giving you warning sounds. So I agree. That's right, it wasn't my penis. It was, fuck it, who wants pie? Fuck.
What were you thinking, dude? It's not like your parents enjoyed swear words.
No, they certainly didn't. No, I think I just done it like one night when it was really late because it amused me, and then forgot to change it back before I went to bed.
What's wrong with you, dude?
Well, a lot. I'm a third of Tancast, so clearly plenty.
Gay.
Yeah, I know.
My microphone doesn't pick me up when I whisper very well. This is going to be a fun episode.
That's not good.
I apologize to everyone who's listening. Like, fuck, I wish Tim would just shout all his words, because otherwise, it sounds all distorted and shitty.
Well, why do you need to whisper? Are people sleeping?
No. Just, you know, when I, you know, when I'm talking lower for more emphasis. Oh. So that when I talk about the future, there's more emphasis!
Trying to be all sexy.
Yeah, for a minute there when you said my microphone doesn't pick me up very well, I thought it was like you were depressed and your microphone just is not cheering you. I'm sad, and this microphone is not cutting it.
Come on, Tim. Cheer up. I'm your microphone.
I'll record you saying shit.
Come
just on. Talking to me. Yeah, that's right. Put your mouth against me.
Come on, Dave.
Michael?
Oh. Tyson?
Oh, yeah, those fucking Quiznos commercials, man. Dirty. It's like porn has become a successful advertising campaign.
Well, yeah, that clearly happened when Paris Hilton was fucking a cheeseburger while washing a car.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That was good stuff.
You know what would have made that commercial more awesome?
If the car had run over Paris Hilton?
Yes.
I'm like, I'll buy three. Or, whatever you're selling, I'll buy three.
Or, you know, if just anyone else had been doing it. I would have paid to see a fat guy in a two-piece.
Well, we know you would have, Bear Hunter.
Bear Hunter.
It's like MILF Hunter, but Bear Hunter.
Mm-hmm. Delicious. Hairy and flabby, like you
be
like.
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting homosexuals.
Bear meat.
Crikey, he's really pissed off now.
Okay, we've apparently hit a lull.
Yeah, sorry, I got a text message from my wife. It's all in caps, and it says, too goddamn loud. I wonder if she's actually found the caps locks function on the iPhone. Because if not, she hit shift T, shift O, shift O, space, shift G, shift O.
Why does she time her naps for Tancast? It just seems like it's not panning out for her.
Dude, I don't know.
You might want to talk about rescheduling nap time for not Tancast time.
You know what? My son's having a nap, so maybe that's what she's afraid of.
Why does the son schedule the naps for Tancast time?
Dude, he's 10 months old. He schedules naps for whenever the fuck he feels like it.
Well, then he should pass out and just stay passed out.
It's kind of funny because...
Nope, it's not funny. Nothing funny about it at all.
Like, his level of happiness is inversely related to how recently he slept. So you go in to get him up after he's just woken up in the morning or after he's just had a nap. It's the biggest smile you've ever seen. It's like, ah! He like gets all wavy and flappy, and he's just so happy to see you and grinning and, you know, reaching out for you and all those things. And right before he's about to fall asleep, he's usually just screaming his head off for no reason. Like, you try to shush him, you pick him up, you play with him, you put him down, you throw things at him, nothing works.
Isn't that how it usually works?
You've not really blown my mind with this baby care story. Like, whoa, no way.
Like,
are you telling me that when children are tired, they're more fussy and unagreeable? I don't understand it. Fucking someone called Dr. Spock, and he just blew my motherfucking mind out the back window.
I'm not saying he's more fussy and unagreeable. I'm saying when he gets up, he is like the perfect bundle of joy. And when he's getting tired, you want to kill him.
You hear that, Child Protective Services?
I said want to. I never said I tried to.
Get on
I also
it.
Didn't say I. I said you, Noah, child murderer.
Child murderer?
I said you. I never said I. I said you want to kill him, Noah, you killer.
I don't even know your child.
Yes, you do.
I never even met your child.
No, who's your kid? You have a kid?
I have a kid. You've seen him.
That
you were afraid of his eyes. You thought he was staring through your soul.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Well, once again we paused, and I got a, so I've got this, an email.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille! DeVille is here!
TanCast! Listener email!
From Joe, who suggested a topic for us. I've got a tan topic for you all. Not sure what the correct term is. We'll go with tan topic. Congratulations, you're naming things on our show. If you have any stories to tell about it, I was just wondering if whether you guys played tricks or pranks on each other when you were in the tan house. I was reminded the other day of a nasty trick I used that a girl I used to work with played on me. This nice man used to come into our work, and she told me his name was Pikey. So the next time I saw him, I said, "All right, Pikey." Well, he glared at me, didn't say a word, and walked out. I was bemused. You see, I'd never heard the term Pikey before. I had a sheltered upbringing. But if you've seen Brad Pitt in Snatch, that's a film version of a Pikey. It's like I said, "All right, dirty scum," or "trailer trash," says Wiki. I'm not sure how well this translates, but I can promise you it's very insulting. Anyway, not seen him since that day, and never got a chance to explain that I was, and still am sometimes, a gullible idiot.
Tim likes Joe. Thinks she's funny. I think
I do. Yeah, because her next sentence was, "Whenever you guys talk about shit going wrong with cars, I always think that I should send my horrible cars trouble story. It all started with the words, 'Can you smell petrol?' and even made the local paper." That is such a great tease for a story.
Yep.
"But I only cut out the pic, not the text. I'm an idiot hole." Again, I'm an idiot hole. What more do you want? I can't remember that we really played pranks on each other much at the Tan House.
I mean,
we would do,
you know,
unexpected nudity pranks.
Yes.
Oh, yes, the knocking on the door with your penis.
Tim!
Yes. Or me just running out into the hallway, cuffing my cock and balls in one hand and greeting you guys. "Hey, fellas!"
Tim!
Or knocking on the door when someone's about to get a blowjob. Oh, that's a hilarious prank.
Yeah. I need a ride.
I've apologized for that many times.
And
I'm
we'll
trying
never be
to get
to
a ride, sir.
I'm trying to get a blow. You should have just shouted, "Excuse me, penis." Okay.
No, it was done. As soon as the knock, it was like, like the flower managed to unbloom itself. You can't force the petal open. The petal's open when they're ready.
Okay. Well, again, I'm sorry. Go find your wife and tell her that I said that somebody owes you a blowjob and that it's up to her at this point.
Oh, no, yeah, I got the blowjob later. You don't worry about nothing.
You got made up for.
I was like, where were we? Oh, I remember where we were. Your mouth was here.
Slurper derp derp.
I don't know, dude. I can't think of any other pranks we did at the tan. We were thinking of one, or me and Noah were talking about, I don't know. Yeah, well, we were talking about it at a game last night when you guys hid this was at me, Andy, and Joe's apartment, when Andy and Joe hid the bread, the white bread from me. Fuck, what did I do in retaliation? Because that's what started it.
You went and found, it was a stuffed animal that I'd had since I was like came home from the hospital. Like,
no, that is not what we were talking about. We were talking about, I'm sorry, I'll let you finish that part because that's also something that's a prank.
Yeah, Tim made a ransom note, like actually cut out the letters and whatever and stuck them on a piece of paper. Didn't you make a couple of them and like one led to the other?
I think so.
And,
dang, Tim, really?
And the little stuffed animal was in a noose outside on the porch, hanging from some like overhead trellis thing that we had.
I hung his little yellow dog. But no, I took up smoking to annoy Andy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that was because of the cat, was it? Is that
Yeah, probably. Because the rest of the smells coming out of your room were, you know, not enough.
Smells
under
control.
Had to add smoking to it.
Oh, I thought it was very funny that you hid his bread in the shower.
Bathtub.
Yes. Like, oh, he'll never think to look in here.
That's what we thought, too.
Yeah, you guys are hilarious.
We did play a good joke on... Well, it wasn't such a good joke. It kind of led to the falling apart of our... You know, what little relationship we had left, because things were getting kind of rough there. Joe, I'm sorry. Again. But
different Joe. Not the Joe in England. The Joe in...
No, this is Joe, our old...
Yeah, we never used to live with the Joe in England. I don't want people to think, no wonder she all her emails get through.
I email bullshit. All the time.
Joe left for, like, it was a long weekend or something like that, and just, like, out of nowhere decided that he had to lock his bedroom door and, like, make a big deal about the fact that he was locking his bedroom door. It was completely out of nowhere. I had no idea where this was coming from, but there was just other shit going on, and like other stuff that Joe had done that pissed me off, and other stuff that I'd done that clearly pissed Joe off, and it was just all kind of odd. To this day, I'm not exactly sure where it started, or you know, if I did it, like started it all accidentally, or if Joe just like got some sand in his vagina and suddenly started taking it out on Tim and I, but. Mostly me, I guess. Tim was sort of ancillary. It was mostly, I guess, Joe and I, but...
I wasn't dealing with you guys and your bullshit.
Yeah. So when Joe decided, like, made such a big deal about having locked his door, I think he was gone for, like, 10 minutes, and I went and picked the lock and then took everything in his bed and placed... or everything in his room and placed it on top of his bed. Like, it stacked it as high as I could, made, like, a shrine, and then relocked his door and left it that way. Like, didn't fuck anything up in his room, didn't touch anything, whatever. Just took all of his stuff, like his computer chair and his, he had a stuffed animal that he'd had for a long-ass time, but, like, put that way up at the very top, and, yeah, then just relocked it and waited for him to come home. He didn't think it was funny.
Amazingly enough.
Amazingly enough.
That sounds kind of funny. But, I mean, I suppose it'd be probably funny if you guys did or already had, like, a strained relationship. Like, maybe he'd be like, oh, Andy, you're silly.
Yeah. But really, I mean, at least the way I remember it, there must be something from his point of view that, like, I just hadn't even noticed that had pissed him off quietly. But, yeah, from my point of view, it was just like all of a sudden, just like, and I'm, you know, I don't want you guys going in there, and I'm locking my room, and like, wow, what the fuck? So, you know, you know me. Somebody says, fuck you, Andy. It's like, no, sir, fuck you. I don't respond well to people just, you know, getting all up in my face for what I think is absolutely no reason. So,
Andy, go fuck yourself.
No, sir, fuck you.
Oh.
I don't even remember what the content was, but I remember there was one really good screaming match between Joe and I, and Tim just kind of stuck in the middle.
Oh, there was all three of us were screaming about it. Whatever it was, it wasn't good.
No, it wasn't. That wasn't so much pranks. That was
yes.
Home life melting down.
That was
pranks to just, you know, bitchy 20-somethings.
Yep. We did prank ourselves pretty damn well, though, a couple of times. At our apartment, you and I, and at the apartment that we had with Joe, with those fucking standees that you kept bringing home from the movie theater. How many times did we all three scare the shit out of ourselves turning on the light and seeing Harrison Ford at the end of the hall, or you and I at the other place with Jim Carrey from Liar Liar? Like, just turn it on, it's like, somebody's home! It's Jim Carrey. It's always
Jim Carrey.
Carrey
would scare the shit out of me on more than one occasion.
Yep.
As well he should.
But I was talking with somebody when I was at a show on Thursday, and he used to live right around where we did in the Tim, Joe, Andy apartment. Mm-hmm. And I was telling him about how, oh, my roommate's car got stolen from there. And he goes, oh, well, my car got stolen twice in the same day.
Wow. How does that happen?
Well, apparently you don't have a lot of gas in your car, so they steal it, abandon it. You get it back, gas it up, they steal it again.
They're just waiting for you. Like, you know what? If we just leave it here, I'm sure he'll get it back and gas it up for us.
I was like, wow, they really wanted your car.
How the fuck, by the way, did they choose my, like, 12-year-old piece of shit car to steal?
I don't know.
That's
it didn't look
most.
Good.
It was like,
that's for sure.
There were nicer cars around there.
And my car got broken into twice while it was there.
Yeah.
Once on Christmas Day.
Yes, that was Christmas. Lovely.
Sorry, Joe, we're nowhere near the topic that you suggested.
Oh, Tim, there was one time you played a good prank on me. I was in the bathroom duking it out with my inner demons, having a brownout.
Oh, yeah.
And as far as I'd known, I had the Tim and Andy apartment all to myself. I came walking out of the bathroom, walked into my room, turned the lights on, and Tim popped up from out from under my sheets. So I threw the book that I had in my hands at him.
And ran away.
And
didn't you scream?
Did I scream or yell? I can't remember.
I can't remember either. I just remember the book hitting me right in the nuts. But it was not painful enough for me to stop laughing. It's like, I think one popped.
Yeah, I was actually running to the kitchen to grab a knife.
No, he was running out the door.
I got about 2 steps away, and it was like, that was Tim.
He was running out the door to grab his mommy.
Oh, no,
hide
sir.
Behind her apron coattails.
Mommy. No, sir, I was going to stab the shit out of you.
No, you
luckily,
weren't.
two steps away, I'm like,
I always like hiding and scaring people. It doesn't work out as often as you like. I get to know, Noah and I were talking about this because his wife likes to sneak up on him, and I like to sneak up on Danelle.
I sneak
it's
up
funny,
on Caitlin
you won't be able to see it because Noah does these crazy eyes when he's doing what Stephanie's sneaking up on him. It's like she comes in like, I was like, I don't think she makes that face when she's walking up to you.
She does. She's trying to cause me an early heart attack.
I was just rewatching the Dark Knight earlier this morning, and just parts of it. And now I'm imagining Stephanie doing the Joker, where just like his eyes like flick around the room, and like the tongue sticks out for a sec.
Oh, that weird. Crazy Joker.
Yep. Not to say I'm imagining your wife dead there.
No. I didn't.
Apparently, moving vans have arrived at Jackson's estate to take shit out, and so is Janet Jackson.
For a second, for Janet? I thought you were like talking about someplace near you. I'm like, what? You have a Jackson estate near you?
Yep.
What's going on?
On the news, they had they had Jesse Jackson talking about it. I'm like, did no one do their research? He's not related. He's not. You can't just be black and a Jackson and be part of the family. Samuel Jackson. I'm tired. These motherfucking pop stars and the motherfucking heart attacks.
I still want to know. I mean, you know. Granted, Martin Luther King was Martin Luther King Jr., sorry. I don't know what his dad was up to, but he was doing a pretty good job of being, you know, kind of a spokesman for a whole race in a whole generation. But who the fuck decided that Jesse Jackson was going to be the new guy to take over that?
Well, he was around when Martin Luther King was around. Wasn't he with them when he got shot?
That would explain a lot, wouldn't it? Wait, did I just imply that he shot Martin Luther King?
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Do you know Michael Jackson's
phone number?
Kids' names?
Prince Michael?
Yes, Paris, and then Paris Michael Catherine Jackson, and Prince Michael II. His kid is a sequel.
It was so good the first time, he wanted to do it again. Can you believe someone had sex with Michael Jackson? Like, by choice?
I don't think that there's any requirement to have sex.
Well, this is true.
You know what? I believe there are plenty of people who would like to have sex with... Yeah, I'll say, even now, would like to have sex with Michael Jackson.
Now that he's dead?
Do you remember those fans we were talking about earlier? You don't think they would jump at the chance to get on his nuts?
I'm not saying that there aren't people who would want to fuck Michael Jackson. I'm saying that Michael Jackson didn't
I know what you're saying. Noah was saying, can you believe someone had sex with him? And I'm saying, yes, I can believe someone to have sex with him. I know you're saying, Michael Jackson's a fruit, and so he probably nutted in a cup, and then they used a turkey baster to get pregnant.
I'm not implying Michael Jackson's gay. I got the impression that Michael Jackson was sort of this asexual child man.
This one gal used to have a joke about it. No, that Michael Jackson couldn't. He said he couldn't possibly have molested those kids because he's asexual. Yeah, asexual predator.
That's good.
Remember that when that might was the weirdest thing about Michael Jackson? He might be gay. Don't you long for those times? When we were kids, we're like, Michael Jackson might be gay. Oh, no, he's not. No, he's not. Now, like, if that were the only rumor about him, be like, that's cool. Whatever. Yeah. Get up. Do the gay thing. I mean, you're not really black enough to get any flack from the black community, so you're all set.
Yeah. Go fuck George Michael. Make some awesome pop songs together.
George Michael Jackson.
Yes. It would even, right. They'd come up with some sort of cute celebrity nickname for that coupling.
I think probably the biggest tragedy George of this whole thing is that they've started interviewing Corey Hart again and making him think he's actually a celebrity still. Not Corey Hart, Corey Haim.
Yeah, I figured you meant that.
Like, go well. What about Macaulay Culkin? Have they brought him up yet?
I haven't seen him. Brooke Shields, she's got to talk.
Well, I'm sure like Macaulay Culkin's like, you know what? I'm cool. And like Corey Haim, like Corey Feldman's just like, yeah, I need some exposure, please.
I swear, yeah, Corey Feldman was one that was really into him, but they were interviewing Corey Haim. Like, that's even worse.
Probably because they couldn't get Corey Feldman.
He's too busy weeping.
Yeah, I mean, Corey Feldman's one that used to dress like him.
Yep. Uh-huh. But I swear it was the other Corey that they were interviewing. They're like, fuck it, close enough. You're just Corey, no one's heard of you in a while, just talk. I would say 9 out of 10 people won't even know that we've got the wrong Corey.
It's like Bill Paxton, Bill Pullman. No? Just me?
No, I'm trying to pull which... Oh, yeah, they're completely different.
Yeah, but
like, I don't confuse them at all.
Which one was which? I'm Bill Paxton or Bill Pullman.
Bill Pullman was the president in the movie, right?
Independence Day?
Was he? Yes. Are you sure it wasn't Bill Paxton?
No, yes. I know it was Bill Pullman, because I know the difference between the two. Bill Paxton was the one, the big brother in Weird Science.
He was also the sleepy guy in Twister.
He was the little brother in Tombstone. Bill Paxton's got quite a body of work.
Yes,
yeah, he does.
He was the guy who could eat the ass out of a dead rhinoceros in Apollo 13. That's a good line.
He was the crazy father in, what was that movie?
Frailty. Frailty?
Frailty, yes.
Frailty.
Play along at home. What's your favorite Bill Paxton role that you could arbitrarily throw out in the middle of this discussion?
Uh-huh, that's a good
one. Did you throw out Bill Pullman? Well, then you're out.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
For a second,
all right, like, well, that's enough of that.
I was like, who the fuck is Andy talking to? Now I know.
And knowing is half the battle. Another shitty movie coming to theaters that I will not see.
So I should say I will see Transformers. I just won't see in the theater.
See Transformers. I just won't pay. I'm not saying whether I'm going to wait until it's on HBO or I'm going to download it. I'm just saying I won't pay. Because that's one other thing that's really pissed me off. All the people I've seen on Twitter, I'm going to go see Transformers just to see how bad it is.
Yes, that's what I was trying to. That's what I was trying to warn against. I was like, that's not going to send the right message to Hollywood. I'm not going to see Transformers 2 just to see how bad it is.
Yeah,
that's
it's like
how
I'm
going to
walk around in front of this rapist with my pants down and my asshole lubricated. Well, you know what? You're certainly not going to discourage him from raping you.
Wow. Wow. Andy, as usual, takes it to a dark place.
The views expressed on Tancast are not necessarily the views of Noah.
Or any other sane person.
Oh, my God. I will not equate Transformers to the violation of a woman.
Yeah, but what I'm saying... No. I know.
Or man. Yeah. Could be a man.
Oh, this is true.
He just said butthole lubricated.
That's exactly why I said butthole lubricated, because I wanted it to be unisex.
He wanted everybody to be able to relate to this raping.
Indeed. Because apparently everyone who sees Transformers 2 can relate.
Not everyone.
One of our friends
apparently some
it.
People like being butt raped, so... Well, like I said, there's just a certain group of people.
See, this is getting bad.
I know. Metaphorically butt raped. Visually butt raped.
Sorry, I'm reading more of these tweets that are generally positive. Well, some of them are in German, so I can't really tell. It says die. I hope that means bad.
You can't say anything positive in German.
it broke records too, didn't it? Like box office records?
For a Wednesday open.
I thought it broke more than one, though.
Oh, here's a nice one. Walked out of Transformers 2.
Nice.
You still gave him your money, though.
Did you get your money back? Because you're still not sending the right message. Now you're just giving the money and not even watching the whole movie.
Transformers 2 is sweet as hell. Transformers 2 equals awesome. You know, I can actually use this pretty well. I'm just going to go through Twitter and block these people. I'm being all judgmental for a movie that I haven't seen. But
I know. It's like the people who protested Dogma.
Yeah.
Well, it was the 10th highest Friday gross of all time.
We got to stop this shit. We got to stop rewarding crappy filmmakers. Or as the guys from South Park asked in Team America World Police, why does Michael Bay keep getting to make movies?
It was the fourth highest 3-day box office. 3-day opening, sorry.
So, war sucks, let's party. You think Transformers 2 is awesome? I think I don't need to hear from you ever again. By the way, if you're going to make your Twitter ID named... Okay, Now, Mysterious Andy, let's be honest. That's pretty fucking ridiculous that I did that. But war sucks, let's party. Really.
It's all about peace, man. We're going to have peace by going and doing some peyote. Why not? Do it. Bring the Doritos. Yeah.
And so, Guy, saw Transformers 2 and liked every minute of it. I just read Frank Longo's article and disagree with every point he made. So, Guy. First of all, why are you sewing things? Second of all, I'll never know, because I'm blocking you.
You were right, biggest all-time Wednesday gross. Ugh! Second highest opening gross of all time. Opening day grosses of all time.
Really?
Yeah, just barely lost to The Dark Knight. But you know what? It's ahead of Spider-Man 3. So, really, apparently shit rises to the top. And Star Wars 3, Revenge of the Sith.
I thought cream rises to the top.
Apparently shitty. Cream is very shitty. X-Men 3, The Last Stand. Christ! Okay, so... Dead Man's Chest was all right. Dark Knight was obviously very good. Harry Potter, I have no complaints about that. Spider-Man 2, these are movies on the top opening day list. Iron Man, yeah, it's good times.
Yeah.
X-Men Origins, Wolverine, kill yourself. The Simpsons movie, that's odd. Episode 1. Oh, the first Transformer. Star Trek, baby, number 31. Suck it!
31.
Oh, Philip X. Drummer. I finally got the new Jonas Brothers album. Transformers 2 was amazing. Some parts were not needed, if you know what I mean, but it was good. Well, guess what, Philip X. Drummer? For two reasons.
That's not fair. I don't think it's fair to equate the Jonas Brothers with Transformers. They haven't done anything wrong. No one has tried to market the Jonas Brothers to me, so I am not mad on the Jonas Brothers. No one's ever said, hey, 30-year-old guys, here's the music you need to be listening to.
Sure?
But they are like, hey, remember these toys from your childhood? We made a movie about them. You should watch it. What's the odds it's going to suck anus? Nah. Come on. Give it a watch. Look, explosions and special effects. You like those, right? Why would we put a completely retarded plot all around them? We wouldn't do that to you.
I think we're going to put some slow-mo titties out there. You like those too, right?
Oh, yeah. Look,
yeah,
Megan Fox cleavage. Come on.
Completely blank actress.
We paid extra. Just for you! Fucking Transformers with their $60 million opening day. My efforts were for nothing.
We're really angry about this.
Wait, he's angry? You're the one blocking people on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm not blocking Twitter people for saying it was good.
I'm just having fun blocking people on Twitter.
Angry.
There's
You're an angry, angry
people
man.
On Twitter. If I was going to block every retard on Twitter, it would take me forever, and I'd have to figure out some way of blocking myself.
Yeah, you block yourself. Nooch.
Violate the time-space dimensions.
With your penis.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You don't even know what I'm talking about, do you? Uh-uh.
You just blew my mind again. You're blowing it all over the place.
Just... All right, give me your mind back.
Where is my mind?
I love when Noah's spontaneously musical for no reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he is black. They're very musical people.
Because I'm black, y'all. And I'm black.
And then they have heart attacks.
Not all of them.
All of them.
My wife looked at me funny when I said I'm black, y'all. She knows I'm black, though.
Yeah, she
does.
Knows.
She does.
She knows what's up.
I just heard her mock you audibly.
All she said was only half, but it's the correct half.
Well, the other half's Polish, so you're all set.
Emma says you're the whitest black dude they've ever known.
What'd she say?
She said nothing at all.
I don't think she did say nothing at all. I think she said something. Something.
She said I'm the blackest black person she knows.
I think she said the opposite.
I don't know what
you're
talking
about. You're the whitest black person.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Well, now that Michael Jackson's dead.
I appreciate you staying out of my
business. The role is up for grabs.
Yep.
I'll get right on that.
I might have you beat. I don't even look as black as you do.
This is true.
No, I got you both beat. Nobody knows I'm black.
That's because you're...
Just because you have black in you doesn't make you black.
Well, yours is the only picture of a monkey on Tancast, so...
That is true.
Racism!
Vanilla rain.
Chocolate rain. Where happened to that guy?
Exactly what you think happened to that guy.
Internet flavor of the moment.
I was like, his 15 minutes ended, and now he's gone back to his life at the Taco Shack.
At least he's in a Dr. Pepper
commercial. Like some cheese.
He was on Jimmy Kimmel. Fucking, I'm trying to get on Jimmy Kimmel. This faggot's on Jimmy Kimmel. Fuck him.
Dude, I think Jimmy Kimmel's trying to get on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
I think he's a little bit outclassed by the rest of the show.
Sarah Silverman's trying to get on Jimmy Kimmel.
She has been on Jimmy Kimmel. You know what I like? This is totally changed topic. I like the ball.
Wait, wait! Noah's non sequitur music!
I like the volcano box at Taco Bell.
Ugh.
No?
That does not appeal to me. Like the commercials where the people's heads, all faces are all red and they're sweating. I'm like, why would I want to do that? I want to enjoy what I'm eating. And that can't end well. Like, it starts out painful and it's probably going to end painful when I shit out that molten lava.
Nope, it's deliciousness all the way through.
I don't believe you. You're not going to trick me, sir.
I would never try to trick you.
Jesus, you would.
I love you too much.
The other day, I hopped on IM, and Noah said, "Hello, my straight friend who I respect and admire and have never done anything too inappropriate with his mother."
Sometimes I like to switch up the game.
No, like, was it opposite day?
I was like, he's attacking with irony.
I like to keep people on their toes. They don't know what I'm going to do next. Is he going to attack me? Is he going to say anything nice about my mother? I don't know.
I'm going to go see my mama today.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Actually, my mom's going to come see me. My mom and my grandma.
Oh, I love your grandma. She's a wonderful lady.
I'm doing a show in Dublin tonight, and I'm going to show it up.
Going all the way to Ireland? Sure. Why not?
Yes.
Eddie, you're difficult to spend time with.
I know. That's why you only do it once in a week for an hour.
That's all I can handle. It's way better than when you used to live with us. I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm trapped.
Oh, is he going to be naked in the hallway again?
He's starting to talk.
Gents.
Even if I hide in my room, he comes and knocks on the door.
Tim! Tim! Put your penis away, Tim!
Yeah. Well, we about ready to wrap this motherfucker up?
Yeah.
Yep.
Noah was ready a long time ago. Let's be fair.
I know. We could smell it.
And Andy's wife is ready, apparently, a long time ago as well.
I just got a text message from her asking, well, no, actually, I got two text messages.
Shut the fuck up, and when the fuck is it over? What was it?
I think the newest one is asking if we're going to be done soon. And I guess the answer to that would be yes.
Although, but text her no, just to be ironic.
And then we show up. I think it's funnier if I tell her yes now, because in a couple of weeks when she gets around to listening to this TanCast episode, then she'll know when we were done.
Well, she'll know when you show up in the other room.
Ah, not if I go hide somewhere else in the house.
Now that would be funny. I don't think you're going to be committed to this joke, but that would be funny.
Honey, I'm hiding. Come find me.
No, no, no. You just have to be. You have to stop doing TanCast. Go hide somewhere. She comes to find you. You're not doing TanCast. You're not anywhere else she expects you to be. She's like, what's going on?
I'm going to do that, and I'm going to take one of my shoes.
Your Crocs, you mean?
So when she goes and checks the shoe rack, there will be one shoe there.
His Crocs. Silly.
Hate you both.
You should hate yourself for buying Crocs.
For Hawaii, of all things.
For what I used them for, walking around a hospital.
You said you bought them for Hawaii, you lying bastard.
I did buy them for Hawaii.
Well,
then
you're a failure.
Here. I didn't bring them to Hawaii.
That's what you bought them for.
Yeah, I bought them figuring, and then I took one look at them on me and went, nope, they stay here.
Whatever, you just forgot to pack them, because you were in a hurry.
No, sir, I did not. I left them here on purpose, because I took one look at those and went, you know, I'm really white enough.
Am I really supposed to believe the word of a man who owns Crocs?
Did you really had to look at them on you to know they were going to look shitty?
Like, maybe these are the stylish Crocs. Maybe these are Crocs I can trip the light fantastic with out on the dance floor.
Well, they're tan. They're not like, you know, neon red or, you know, purple or some shit like
yep,
that.
Yep, it's the color of Crocs that makes them shitty. If only they would come out with a plaid Croc.
You see, I don't know. Maybe you're, since you're so damn short, that you're a lot closer to your feet there, Tim, but... Not me. I'm far from my feet. I don't pay that much attention to them.
Whew, you cut me to the quick, Andy.
Short man. You should be a jockey.
I may be short, but I don't own any Crocs. Tim for the win. Mm. Oh, real quickly, when I was talking to Goatee Man, who I mentioned listened to 3 minutes of Tancast and said it was shitty, and then we played the message. I also so many of our listeners said last episode was a good episode, so he said, "Give me the best episode, and I'll give it another chance." So I don't know if he gave it another chance, but I was standing there in the office, and I was standing to the side, and he's like, Belly's getting a little big there, eh, Tim? And he'd made a couple more jokes about, you know, Tim getting fat, and I was like, wait a minute, dude, you're almost 3 bills. Why am I taking this from you? That's like George Bush calls Sarah Palin an idiot. You know what? You can shut the fuck up. That's it. Just wanted to end with that. Apparently.
I know Noah doesn't look at Twitter. I don't know if Tim's seen any of my recent tweets, but just to get a little tiny bit of hate out. Apparently, Adam Savage had an $11,000 bill from AT&T.
Oh, yes, I saw this.
For doing a little bit of wireless web browsing in Canada. I went and looked at AT&T's site, since I've got AT&T through my iPhone, and holy fuck, I will turn that thing off if I ever go to Mexico or Canada, because they are charging $15 per megabyte in Canada and $20 in Mexico.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah. To put that into perspective, I did the calculations. If you ran, in 1995, if you ran a 14.4 modem flat out for an hour on AOL at $2.95 an hour, you'd wind up paying about 48 cents a megabyte. So AT&T's roaming data in Canada and Mexico is 30 to 40 times more than AOL charged 14 years ago. So unless Canada and Mexico are wired up with AOL's old modem banks, holy fuck. Okay, the front page of Tancast is almost a megabyte, so it would cost you $14 to look at the front page of Tancast with an AT&T phone in Canada.
But you know what? That's 14 Canada bucks well spent.
No, 14 US.
Canada.
That's like, I don't know, 18 million Canadian.
Well, I personally think the whole cell phone business model is messed up, but I think the only reason it exists is because they can get away with it.
Yep. I would tend to agree.
Like,
certainly not because there's competition.
Well, like, right, so...
Oops.
Like, the fact that they have to, you each get charged minutes for using your cell phone, like, no matter who does the call. Like, where does that make sense? Like, if I call someone on my phone, like, a landline, I don't they don't have to pay for me to call them. I mean, they have to pay to have the phone active, but other than that...
Yeah, like, if you make a long-distance call, they don't pay half.
Yeah, and I was trying to think of why they do it that way. I'm like, well, they have to use other people's towers, but I'm like, if you make an international call, the phone company has to use other people's, you know, lines or however it gets there, or satellites.
Yeah, but
or...
even if they've got to use other people's towers, I mean, okay, unless, like, the phone companies in Canada and Mexico have, like, a real strong fuck the foreigner agenda going on, I can't imagine how a megabyte of data... unless it's being sent, like, mailed individually with a couple of bytes written down and then sent first class through the post, I can't imagine how it would take $15 to $20 to deliver a megabyte of data in 2009. I mean, if you're looking at, like, whoever owns the towers, you know, whatever the phone company is there, getting their slice, and then AT&T getting their slice, and, I don't know, governments, like, double taxing it and whatever, that's still, like... You could probably send smoke signals. You could buy the wood to send smoke signals and then wait to burn them and probably still come out ahead in terms of time and money.
It seems like they need to change something about it.
Well, but... and apparently all they had to change for Adam Savage was, you're famous? Well, we'll go ahead and get rid of that $11,000 bill.
Oh, is that how it worked out for him?
Yeah, apparently one of the AT&T reps... got on the phone with him, and I guess they were like one of the higher up people, and were kind of joking around, like, "I guess you got a bunch of Twitter followers enough to really get our attention." And he went, "Yeah, 50,000." They went, "Oh," because single handedly he made AT&T a trending topic yesterday.
Nice.
Yep. So that was it. I mean, AT&T's pissed me off in a bunch of other ways.
I bet we just used the Andy Hate jingle just in front of that. We got to use both jingles right in a row.
Yay!
Although, I mean, and I shouldn't say, I mean, I don't know if we should say it's really AT&T's fault. I mean, I think all cell phone companies are kind of, I wouldn't say all, but a lot of cell phone companies follow the same kind of business models where they, you know, they will get every cent out of you that they can.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like Bank of America doing things like charging people a couple of bucks to cash a check. So, like, yes. If somebody gets their payroll out of Bank of America and somebody without a Bank of America account goes in to cash the check, it's like, hey, guess what? That's what checks are. That is money drawable on your account. And you know what? Those fees, like the amount that it's going to cost you to actually get the money out and process it and whatever, the money for the teller's time sitting right there is factored into the amount that you're already charging the business that wrote the check. So you've already made your money for this check transaction. Now you're just fucking some poor person over who doesn't have a bank account and is walking in and trying to cash their paycheck. Because you can. Because you know they're poor and you know they've got no other option but to bend over and take it up the ass and pay you a couple of bucks to do a couple of cents worth of work. Not that you've already been paid for. So yeah, you're right, Noah. It's not just AT&T. There's a lot out there, but it's just fucking ridiculous.
Building something in the background.
Not me. It's my wife. She's not building something. She's like, I don't know, making breakfast.
She's destroying something. She's like, oh, I can't stand breakfast. I'm just going to wreck the kitchen. Then we'll have to go out.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Tim, why are you son of a bitching?
Because the antivirus scan on my computer just started, which means I probably sound like shit. Because
no, you sound fine.
The scan slows everything down.
Well, I mean, you sound like shit, but the same shit.
The same shit we're used to.
Shut your fucking face.
Tee-hee.
There. Now it's stopped.
Excellent. And so shall we.
Yes, because now you really didn't lie to your wife if you ironically said no. We are. No, we're not almost finished, because we blather on about all the manner of shit.
No, instead waiting for me, she went and got my son and came down. So she's in the room, and you might actually be able to hear him.
Now I can hear the baby, yes.
Because he's talking.
Well, I think this week we're going to forego DJ Technoid's music and maybe throw a little Michael Jackson on the end of this. So we can all
Excellent.
Just remember the good times when he was black and had a nose and sang and danced and shit.
Have a good week, everyone. I'm going to go furniture shopping today.
I'm going to go take a shit.
I'm going to go moonwalk around my house.
Sweet.
Oh, you laughed, but Tim taught me how to moonwalk.
I did. Then he did it on a bus and almost killed himself.
And that's a story for another week.
I can't believe you never heard of me. I'm a very popular entertainer.
Oh, of course I've heard of you. I mean, you'd have to be living under a rock not to know. What'd you say your name was?
Michael Jackson.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Well, have you heard of MTV?
Nope.
Motown?
Nope.
Beat It?
You Beat It.
Thriller?
What was that last one?
Thriller?
Nope.
Well, how about this?
Billie Jean is not my love. She's just a girl who claims that I am the one. But the kid is not my son. Woo!
Wow. How do you do that thing with your feet?
The moonwalk?
No, that thing with your feet.
Here, look. Just raise your heel a bit and put a little pressure on the ball of your foot.
Uh-huh. Huh?